You know that in all our CFC churches and in all of our ministry in the last 47 years, we have majored on explaining the new covenant and showing how it is superior to the old covenant. This is one of the major things that Paul particularly emphasized, and the book of Hebrews is almost entirely devoted to this one point. And in fact, the entire New Testament epistles. But the early Christians in those churches many of them never came to the New Covenant, despite all that they heard, even from the mouth of the Apostle Paul himself. And we see today, as I've been a Christian 62 years, and I must say that I've traveled in many countries, observed many denominations, heard many messages, read many books by Christian authors, and not one of them could explain the New Covenant clearly to me. If you come across a book like that, please let me know. Maybe I missed something, but I couldn't find it. I'm not talking about books which have the word New Covenant in it. When you read it, do you enter the New Covenant? That's the test. A lot of people speak about the New Covenant, a lot of people, but they never lead a person into it. They never explain what it means. They never explain what's the difference. For example, I've hardly ever, almost never, heard anyone say that the first promise in the New Testament is Matthew 1:21, that the reason why Jesus is called Jesus, his name is called Jesus, is because he will save, not forgive, he will save his people from their sin. And I have never heard anyone explain the difference between that and Psalm 103, where it says, David says, all my sins are forgiven. Most Christians explain being saved from sin as being forgiven from sin. What they mean is being saved from hell. I'll tell you quite honestly, but deep down from my heart, I'll tell you this. I am not interested in being saved from hell. I'm not interested in going to heaven. I was in my backslidden days. When a backslidden means when I never understood the New Covenant. But once I understood the New Covenant, first of all, I was not interested in escaping hell. I was not interested in going to heaven. I was interested in being free from sin. I feel sorry for all the Christians whose only interest in life is to be saved from hell. I hope none of you, after hearing the truth for so many years, are only interested in escaping hell. Then I would say you understood nothing of the New Covenant. Once you understand the New Covenant, you're not interested in escaping hell. You're interested in avoiding sin and escaping from the power of sin. And I'm not also interested now in going to heaven. Yes, I'm interested in being with Jesus. All these things happen when you come into the New Covenant, and that's the test whether you, my brother, sister, have entered the New Covenant. Are you more interested in being with Jesus or going to heaven? Be honest. Are you more interested in escaping hell or in avoiding overcoming sin now? That's the test. So I've seen that not only other churches, many brothers and sisters in our own CFC churches have not understood the New Covenant properly. The proof of it is they get angry, they lust with their eyes and their thoughts. There's not peace in their home. They fight and quarrel with each other as husband and wife. What New Covenant is that? That's the old covenant. The Pharisees, married people, fought with each other. But they went to the synagogue regularly. They sang and they clapped and they shouted and did all that. It's very, very important. If you have missed the New Covenant in your earthly life, I want to say you're going to regret for all eternity. Not for 1 or 2 years. You will regret all eternity that in the one life God gave you on earth, you did not enter into what Jesus shed his blood and died to purchase for you and me. I don't want to have that regret when I go to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven and feel so sad that when I look at the love of Jesus he had for me. I'm not talking about reward. Just let me tell you, that's another thing. I am not looking forward to any reward in heaven. I'm longing to be with Jesus, period. That's all. Jesus plus nothing. That's enough for me for all eternity. I don't want any mansions or golden streets or any such thing, because I've seen the reality that the greatest gift God can give me is not even forgiveness of sins. Let me tell you more. Not even overcoming sin. The greatest gift in the new covenant that God gives me is to partake of his nature. When I partake of his nature, 2 Peter 1, verse 3 and 4. Remember, it's one of the most wonderful verses in the New Testament. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. It says there that all the precious promises in the new covenant, all the precious promises are designed for one purpose. Think of any promise. You know, we, 26 weeks of the year, we remember a promise. You know, in our memory verse, 26 verse weeks, we remember a commandment. And 26 weeks, we remember a promise. Okay, take all the promises. And somebody has told me there are thousands of promises in the new covenant. The precious promises are all designed. We read in 2 Peter 1, verse 4, that we might become partakers of his divine nature. You know why Jesus overcame sin? Because he had the divine nature. Tempted, would overcome it. Tempted, he'd overcome it. And the divine nature was something that was not automatic. Because if it was automatic, then Jesus would be like a robot. He was not a robot. He made a choice. And the devil knew Jesus was not a robot. That's why he tempted him. I mean, if the devil knew that Jesus was felt that Jesus was a robot, he's sharp. He's cleverer than you and me. You can't tempt a robot to do something. It's programmed to do some things. And if Jesus was programmed to do the right thing, there's no temptation. But he was tempted exactly like you and me, it says. But he had divine nature. He wasn't just all the time just trying to think good thoughts and trying to speak good words. No. Nature. And I praise the Lord that that is what God wants me to partake of. You know the difference between a snake, whose nature is to sting and hurt, and a dove that's so peaceful and calm. It's nature. So it's not that we have to constantly fight that morning till night. I have to somehow fight, shut my eyes and grip my teeth. In the beginning, it's like that. That's the early stages. It's like when a person is learning how to swim. He's never swum in his life. And he goes into the water, he goes down. Exactly like people defeated by sin. But then one day, he learns how to swim. But it's a struggle. He has to keep on struggling to keep afloat. And then I've seen some expert swimmers, who sometimes I see them just lying on their back on the water, as if almost doing nothing, relaxing, and they don't drown. They may be moving out their feet and hands a little bit, but you hardly see it. They have come to an overcome. It looks as if they've overcome gravity. They've learned how to swim effortlessly. Effortlessly, without an effort. And that is true victory over sin. Not where I have to constantly struggle. No. Partaking of the divine nature.